Evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st. At 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any Echo Lake check-ins or Echo Lake stations wishing to check-in? This is N5AOW. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check-in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2U, good evening.
PC2WI.
Okay, well we've got two, WA2U and KC2WI, pardon me. John, what's going on this evening? WA2U.
Well, good evening, Bob and Pete, of the listeners, WA2U, minus one here, if I believe what the thermometer says. Sometimes it comes out with some strange figures, so I think sometimes the RF gets into it anyways. But, well, I had a good day. Very windy earlier, very, very windy, and there's a wind chill warning, I guess, from 7 p.m. this evening to sometime tomorrow, I believe. So we're inside. Fire's going well. We've got lots of wood inside, so all is good. Organized again some CDs. That's an ongoing project here. Had some company last evening, so it was kind of nice. And boy, it's hard to believe tomorrow's Friday already. So. Not a lot going on. I went out and I thought I heard some snowmobiles running around, but don't seem to hear as many. It's pretty good weather here, but it might be a little bit too chilly for them too. So, what else? Been kind of quiet on the radio too. Been listening to. It seems the scanner's been a number of people falling off roofs and things of that nature. I haven't got the roof. I used the roof rake the other day. Went out and took all the off the wood pile, off the tarp, but I haven't ventured out to the roof as yet. Probably should do that before we get a real thaw, and then everything will weigh twice as much up there. But and I went for Kathy and I and my sister yesterday. She came up and visited. We went for a walk, and I got to break in the hunting boots. So got a new pair of nice warm hunting boots, and they seem to work well. So we walked a fair distance, and all is good. Just got to get some decent gloves now. Bob, I'll turn it back over to you and say good evening. We'll listen. WA2U back to net.
Okay, John. Well, sounds like you had a well-rounded day. And, yeah, the temperature is just maybe a degree cooler than what it is down by you, but I think we're all experiencing the same kind of weather. And it gets old after a while, but you know, we don't have anything where we can, there's no dials or switches we can turn to change it. That's the unfortunate part, but, well, be it as it may, it's winter, and it's not too far in the distant future we're going to get spring. So, well, I hope you keep warm. It, one of those things you just really, really have to, well, take the time to do or work at a little bit. I know we pretty much, stay inside when it gets sub-zero. I know I do. I can't, being on blood thinners, I can't get out there too often and, stay for any length of time. So, with that, well, I'm glad you checked in, and I think we'll catch up with Pete, KC2, WY. Pete, what's going on?
KC2, WI. I seem to be, I don't know if it's snowing out or not. We got a couple inches over last night. And of course, I did not, no, I guess it's not snowing out, it's just snow on the back of the car across the street that I can see. I went out for a snowmobile ride. I was going to go out for a snowmobile ride around 11:30, 12. It was nice. And, unfortunately, I just kept doing one more thing. I really got to get this done. And by the time I went out, it was about 2. It was reasonably warm. That was not a problem at all. But the light was not good, and it got worse. And as long as you're on a trail, actually on a trail, you know, packed and then more or less flat and all that, it was fine. But a lot of my riding was from here up through the side of the road, field kind of stuff, to Tug Hill, and then back down into Lowville. A little bit of sort of orienteering on a little, some local trails and that. And, boy, you just, if you were in a field, if you were in something other than the packed snow, I think in the woods would have been okay. Or actually in the woods, it would have been darker, but the light would have been different. But in the fields, you just could not tell. You couldn't see contours at all, and unless it was a huge hill. And actually, even pretty big rises, you just couldn't tell. And you're trying to follow just a few tracks. You know, if there was any drifting at all, if they were on an absolutely fresh track, you just couldn't see them. I put my face shield up, and of course that wasn't fun for very long either. But so I had a ride. It was great. I went out, but you know, if I had gone at 11:30, it would have been a much done exactly the same thing. It would have been a much nicer ride. It was one of those days, you know, I remember you used to always say that skiing, it's flat. You can't see the terrain at all. I don't know, maybe some yellow, you know, goggles supposedly helps with that, but I didn't have any such thing. And then today, again, I worked, and finally I went out. I said, I got to go out and go and see if I can pay my neighbor for the work he did on my one snowmobile. And I ought to move the two that I have out there. That I've got a couple old ones that it should be uncovered too, but the ones that sort of in the way, I got to get all the snow off of them before they get buried. I spent most of the afternoon, a later afternoon outside. It was cold, but it was pretty nice. And so my timing wasn't really great. I could have either rode yesterday earlier when I originally planned on it, when it was a little warmer, or just not done it at all, which I kind of thought about, and I said, no, I'm going to go out. But it would have been better if my thought, I followed through and didn't bother going out yesterday at all and went today instead. But anyway, so, and now we're back to work here, trying to wrap some things up. And but I was a busy afternoon outside, and I'm kind of tired. Between the snowmobiles and moving the snow and doing a little snow removal and whatever. Now I'm going to put out a warning here. The other day I had my second customer that called me with a problem with some variation of encryption ransomware. Crypto Wall, I think, is the one that the current one. Crypto Locker was the first big one. And what this thing does is that, and there's no recovery from it, basically. What happens is, if you get the program, the malware on the computer, it immediately goes through, obviously in the background, because you don't realize it. You probably would realize something's going on because the computer's got to slow down some while it's doing this. It goes down, it goes through, and looks for all kinds of user files, you know, any common file format, documents, pictures, whatever. And it encrypts all those files with a 2048-bit.
Wow. That sounds like scary info to be aware of. You know, Pete, I'm really of the volition where this kind of thing ought to get the death penalty. I hate to put it in that terminology, but by God, you know, different situations and scenarios that have gone on in the past that you read on the internet and in the news and whatever, and, you know, I can't help but think about this older lady that somebody had commented about this type of thing had happened, and she tried to get it squared away and didn't get too far with it and had a heart attack and died because of it. And that type of thing to me is just totally absurd. I don't know, there's worse words to put on it, but it's just something that, you know, people do this kind of thing, they should get the stiffest, worst penalty in the world. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm going off on a tangent about this, but it certainly takes away any trust that you have with the internet and that type of thing. Anyway, I'll let that go, but glad to hear that, you know, you got out of it with the sled, took a ride, and, you know, got some time on it. And one of those things, too, I finally got into it. My neighbor talked me into it. He said, well, a buddy of ours is coming up out from Seneca Lake and so on, and I finally got my Polaris off the trailer. I'll tell you what, that was more trouble than it was worth, to be honest with you. First I had to contend with about 2.5 feet of snow on top of it and on the trailer and so on, but I had a snow pile in front of it that I had to get out so I could hook the truck up, pull it out a ways and get the sled off. But one thing led to another, and about 3 hours of work, I finally got it off and running and pulled it around. I didn't fuel it up. I normally do that when I put it away, fill it up, and that's unusual for me. But anyway, I filled it up, put the additives into it, so on, and checked everything, and I'll give it a once through tomorrow and be ready to go for some kind of a ride we're going to take over the weekend and, you know, maybe get the cobwebs out of it anyhow. So, yeah, with that, I'll tell you what. I just hope that, this winter slows up a little bit. Went out, I plowed and cleared everything up this morning and just there again. You know, yesterday I went around with the snowblower. And today I was going to do it again. I didn't get to do it. That's another tomorrow project. But it just isn't giving us any rest. So with that, I'm going to make another call. See if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW. I'm looking for check-in.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, how you doing this evening?
Well, not too bad. We kind of hung around the house all day today. didn't get very warm, only about 7 or 8 degrees. And started snowing around noon, and it hasn't stopped since. You mentioned about the snow, yeah, I would kind of like to have it let up a little bit too. It's not that we've had so much for the season, but it all came at one time. And it's made it kind of difficult, that's for sure. Yeah, I was with a snowblower yesterday. I cleaned it everything out. And of course, today, with the wind especially, it's everything's filled right up again. So, and the contractor that calls for me, he's already been here over there this morning. And I know he's hanging until tomorrow, because he knows I'll call him if I, you know, want it in between. A long-time friend of mine. But, anyways, that's about it. We're zero down here, right at the moment. We're supposed to go down to about 3 to 5 below, I don't know. The way they've been predicting it and the way it's been going a lot lower. So, I don't know. Anyways, that's about it, I guess. 7-3's all around. KA2000Z, back to you, Bob.
All right, Jack. Well, yeah, I know what you mean with the snow. You know, it just keeps coming. And, yeah, you work at it. I did that yesterday, get everything all cleared up with the snowblower, and I thought, well, we're good for another few days anyway. This morning I went down and put the plow up back on the truck and got some got some work done down around, and of course plowed everything out I needed to, and finally got back, had lunch, and then proceeded to get my snowmobile off of the trailer. So it was a invigorating day, I'll put it that way, and needless to say, this tired old body is aching like blazes tonight, but maybe a couple brandies later, I might it might ease up on the aches and pains. By that time, I'll be ready to go to sleep. Well, I'm glad you checked in, Jack. I hope you have a good weekend, and I'm sure I'll check in with you later on. 73 to you and your family. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in. Well, I spent the afternoon out, and like John, I think more often than not my hands were cold, and I swapped gloves 3 times. I tried to keep warm, but my fingers still got cold, and luckily every once in a while the truck was warm, so I'd start it up and sit in the truck and warm the gloves up and try to get the snow off, and got a few more things done, so it was a little trying on the patience at times and a little trying on the muscles, but all in all, most of it got done. And when I got tired, I parked everything and went up to the house and got warm. And there I've been since. So, been quite pleased with that, being able to at least get out of the cold for a while. Like Jack was saying, the wind was, there were times this morning it blew and it just turned into a whiteout. Snow come off the trees and what have you. And you really couldn't see very well if you were anywhere in the woods or in any kind of back area where snow collected on the trees. Made quite a sight, I would imagine, if you were to take pictures. Yeah, anyway, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
KD2HWN, John in Rochester, New York. Good evening, Net Control.
KD2HWN, John. How was your day or how was your evening going? Did I get the call correctly? I had Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Whiskey November.
That is correct, sir. Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Whiskey November. Good evening, Net Control. This is John in Rochester, New York, where I just wrapped up my net on the Friendship World Network on the 9250 reflector. I was Net Control this evening, and I will be the Net Control for the tomorrow morning net on the World Friendship Net on the 9251 reflector. And I thought I'd stop by and check in because every time you guys have a net, I always seem to be doing something else. So I just figured after my net was over, which was at 9 o'clock, I figured I'd check in tonight. So thank you so much for having me. This is KD2HWN, John in Rochester, Chile, New York.
Well, very good to have you, John. Glad you checked in, and hope everything's going well in your area there. Always nice to have check-ins from the Lynx and Echo Lake and other areas. We get quite a few from time to time, and really enjoyable. Some great people out there, and glad they can touch base with us. Okay, well, I'm going to make one more call, and then maybe we'll wrap it up, see if anyone has any comments or queries. This is N5AOW, last call for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, I just make a comment. We've been trying to do a Northern New York section net on 75 meters, 39, 63 or thereabouts on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, and have had one night we had a bunch of people. Tom Dick sent out an email, and that generated a big thing, but it's been kind of quiet. I was on with Jack mentioned snow. And I knew that out towards Syracuse there was snow because I was on with KC2QXG Sean there for quite a while, from 8 to 8:45 or so. But so just anyone who's on HF and thinks of it on Thursday night around 8 o'clock, usually our Sunday group is on 39.58, so that's kind of a Northern New York frequency, but the main potato net is also on that frequency, and that group used to be a short net, but now they start at 7, and they just keep going, so we just moved up the band. And or pass the word to anyone else you know. Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we kind of try and get this going if we can. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, that sounds good. You know, I get out at times that had a little trouble with the one antenna, and I get the 430 set where I'm picking up what's on there, and I've got a few frequencies in memory. But I can get on the other antenna on the 820 and be able to get up there. So that sounds good. I'll mark that down and see if maybe get into that and see what's going on. Always nice to get around different frequencies and make new contacts and meet different people. Okay, well, at this point, any other comments or queries or late check-ins? This is N5AOW.
WA2.
WA2U, John.
And good to hear the John from Rochester. I was just thinking, you know, the area of repair for computers, all the creative minds that we have out there that create havoc for people. How much money in a year is spent for people that aren't knowledgeable or don't have the skills to get things straightened out, and they have to take their computers to get them repaired. And that continues to go on. And in the same vein, though, you think of years ago we used to go out and get whatever cheap gas, and now I know for the chainsaw and the generator, you know, you end up buying better gas for your all your snowmobile or whatever, as they said, chainsaw or anything that's gas powered, and sometimes end up in the car just because of all the havoc that the poor gas provides, you know, as far as things breaking down and I'll call it shelf life. It seems you got to put all the additives in to make it work, but kind of interesting just in the area of repairs. So anyways, Bob, we'll turn it back over to you. Right, all I got to do is get the gloves. I got the hat and the jacket and the boots, and all is good. And yesterday was a good test with the temperatures, but I had my hands, you know, when you're kids, you wear mittens. But yesterday I would have gladly worn a nice warm pair of mittens rather than these gloves that really looked nice but weren't very warm. WATU back to net 7-3, we'll listen.
WATU, N5AOW. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, John. I swapped gloves 3 times today, maybe more, just for that very same reason. You know, a couple of them look good and so on. I don't care much about the looks anymore. They got to be warm because my fingers get doggone cold, and I couldn't feel them a few times. And if I didn't have my truck there running, I'd have been in trouble. But anyway, it worked out pretty good. On the gas thing, what I've been doing for the last, I'd say 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, I've been putting the premium in. It's non-ethanol, and that seems to work great. I run it in the sled, and I run it in my golf cart, and I run it in all the small engine equipment, snowblower and the chainsaws and the weed eaters and what have you. And I find little, if any, problems at all. If you use the regular with the ethanol in it, it seems like if it lays for a few weeks, it goes downhill, and if it's more than that, you got trouble with the engine running. And really not worth the problems of trying to get it fixed. Dump it all out and start out with fresh fuel, and that usually cures it pretty well. Okay, well with that, any other comments or queries?
KC2WI.
Pick it up, Pete. KC2WI.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really noticed too many problems, but you're right, if you let the stuff sit, that's not good. So what I do at the end of the winter, you know, snowmobiling season, I always try, when I really think I'm down to the, you know, what might be the last ride, I always try to put non-ethanol gas in the tank. Sometimes that doesn't work because you go out, you know, you ride someplace and you go to someplace where they don't have it, so you're stuck. But then what I'll do is I'll drain it out, you know, and put a little leave. I don't fill the tank, but I don't empty it either, because I might have to start them and move them in the summer. But I put, you know, I leave some gas in there, usually, you know, high, you know, 91 octane, no ethanol, and dump a little stable in there, and I haven't really had any problems. And then I do the same thing in the summer. At the end of the summer, if I can't drain the gas totally, or even if I think I can, I want to put some high octane non-ethanol gas in the tank and then run it dry, so whatever, you know, with a little stable, so whatever might, you know, stay in the carburetor at least is protected. And that's worked out pretty good. And then at the beginning of the season, with the snowmobiles where there's gas in the tank, usually what I do, I drain it out anyway. I siphon it out and you know, just, I've got some filters that, you know, funnel filters that are supposed to take out water and impurities, and they seem to work. But I, you know, and I just put that in the car because I figure if it isn't perfect, as long as there really is garbage in there, you know, a gallon or two mixed with a full tank of gas is okay. And I refill them. And so far I've had good luck with that, but yeah, it's too bad we have to, you know, go through all that nonsense. And on John's comment there, John, I don't know if we, and maybe I've been thinking about getting getting these, if you could still get them. But I don't know if you remember, you used to be able to get like two-finger gloves where you'd have two fingers together. You still would be a little bit of dexterity there, you know, and probably okay to ride a snowmobile with and that kind of stuff. But it was a lot warmer than the, you know, individual fingers. And I tell you, a couple times it's been so cold, you know, for things like running the snowblower, especially. Maybe I don't want mittens, but those might be good. The other thing I do have is keep them in the snowmobile when I go. I have a pair, I think they're Gore-Tex mittens, over mittens. It's big, and they go right over the top of the gloves. And your hands get cold, even if the gloves are wet. You put those things on, and by golly, all of a sudden, you know, they warm up. So that's like in my emergency kit in the snowmobile, or you know, maybe any kind of long distance cross country ski or something. KC2WI.
Pick it up for comment if you want, John.
Okay, yeah, just looking at some traffic here. Thanks, Pete. I'll have to look. I love shopping by phone between L.L. Bean and Eddie Bauer and what was the other one? Cabello's. we're keeping them busy. But when I ordered the boots, I should order the gloves. I'll have to look for that, because I was walking back the other day and I had my hands all balled up in a business side of gloves. Luckily, they were big enough where I could do that, but it was chilly. Thanks, WATU. And thanks for the net information, too, Pete. Back over to you, Bob, WATU.
Okay, John and Pete, WATU and KC2WY. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good information spread around, and you run across it, and, you know, one of us can help the other. That's the way it works out, and that's the way it should be. Works out good. Yeah, I've done the premium fuel, you know, like I said earlier, about 2.5 years now on the small engine stuff, and then I do the, I think it's K100. It's a little on the expensive side, but it's a stabilizer, and it seems outlasts the one that was predecessor before that, and does quite well. Yeah, anyway, like Pete said, you know, we shouldn't have to go through all of this and all the additives and everything else just because they're adding that crap into the fuel. But be it as it may, that's what they do, and another thing we don't have any control over. Well, okay, folks, I guess we'll wrap it up at this one. I know Jack's going to be on shortly with the OC10Net. See what happens there. So, I'll now close the Blacker Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank John, Pete, and John in Rochester. I think I've got everyone here. We're checking in this evening. And all those that listen, 73 to all. Everyone have a good evening. This is N5VLW clear.
This is. Your timing was perfect. This is KA2000Z for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in. I do hold traffic for KC2NBU, N5AOW, and KC2AIT. This includes a copy of the ARC-10 report for January, which only takes a few minutes to pass. Stations for the net from now, please.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
This is WA2U, traffic.
This is N2WBX, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N5AOW, please stand by for a couple minutes if you can. WA2U, John, with traffic. N2WBX, Old Dennis. And John, you got it.
I booked traffic, Jack, for your station, N2MQP and KB2KOJ.
Okay, very good. I'll fix that up in a minute. Any additional stations? With or without cabin? Okay, we'll get to this attic. N5AOW, are you ready to listen or copy?
Ready to copy, Jack, N5AOW.
Okay, very good. Please copy number 180, routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, February 1. Going to 5, N5AOW, break. January Octane report, stations 1062. 1062. Traffic 302. Sessions 31. 73 break. Mark, KB2KOJ. Assistant, he's my assistant at manager on Octa. End of the traffic, how'd you do? Did you copy okay, Bob?
Roger, copy that, Jack.
Thank you very much, Bob. And checking in as well. Okay. Did Mark catch you with one yet, John?
The other night I picked up anniversary track from Mark, yeah. But
no, the net report that I just passed.
You can put me, you can just give me a number because I was sitting here listening to it, W-A-2.
Yeah, that's what I decided to ask. Let's see here, I must be up to... Okay, 135. 135,
Jan. Roger, 135, W-A-2.
Okay, now I'm ready for your service.
Okay, routine, WA to you, Remsen, New York, check of 6, February, figures 1-9, break. Thanks for the anniversary wishes. Figure 7-3, break. The signature, Kathy. KC2YXN and John WA to you and no more.
Okay, there was a 73 on the end.
Roger. Then I've got the numbers here for you.
Yep, ready for numbers.
Okay, ZNZ number 2, N2MQP is 3. And KV2KOJ is number 4.
Very good. I'm glad to have you, and I thank you, John.
Thanks, Jack. WA2.
Okay. May I make a final call to any additional stations with or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in. Passing and taking traffic, and for just plain being here. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all, KA2-0-0.